Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We're continuing today in our study of the subject of love. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we find the very well-known body of scripture that talks about the subject of love. Today we're focusing on verse 5 in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting in the second part of the verse where it says, "Love does not seek its own." In the Amplified translation of this verse, it says, "Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking." Now, this is a very telling verse because it's describing the characteristic of love itself, that love is not self-seeking. It's not seeking to please itself. It's not seeking to get its own way in life with other people. Love does not seek its own way. We live in a culture that encourages people to seek after its own pleasure, to seek after its own fulfillment, to seek after its own way in so many areas of life. And yet, the scripture tells us that if we are going to walk in love, meaning walk the way God walks, live a life that exemplifies and pours out love to other people, we cannot be people that seek their own way, that are always insisting on getting its own way with people. And we see this in people's relationships, whether it be a marital relationship or a relationship with children or a relationship with other people. People are looking to have themselves gratified or fulfilled. Many divorces have come about because one or both individuals felt that the other person was not fulfilling their desires. Love does not look to have its own desires fulfilled. Love does not seek its own way. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 4 says, "Let no one seek his own, but each the other's well-being." Imagine a marriage where both parties did not seek to be gratified by the other person, but instead were seeking to fulfill and bless the other party. What a heaven on earth marriage that would be. And yet that's the call of God for every single person. If you're not married, you can test this out in other relationships. Are you seeking to be fulfilled by your relationships with other people? Or are you seeking to be a blessing, to pour out unconditional love to others? I remember some years ago when I went to work for a certain government agency, and the personnel person that I dealt with was asking me particular personal information. Did I have children? Was I married, etc.? And when I said to this individual that I had only one child, the lady looked up and quite surprised and said, "Well, you better think about having some more." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, why do you say that?" And she went on to say, "Well, you need to have more children so that you can have children to take care of you when you're old." And she began to relate the story of a friend of hers who was now an old woman and had only one child. And this child, a daughter, had died when she was in her 30s. And now this woman, in retirement age, was very upset that she had never had any other children because now she had no one to take care of her. And I remember walking away from that conversation thinking that was the most selfish reason I'd ever heard of to have children. Love does not seek to be gratified, to be taken care of. Love does not seek to have other people give to it. Love seeks to be a giver. Love seeks to be one who's looking for ways to bless others, not to be blessed itself. And yet, The Bible's very clear that you always reap what you sow. If you determine in your heart that you're going to be a person that lives a life of unconditional love towards other people, it is guaranteed simply by the scriptural principle of sowing and reaping that you will reap love in your own life. And yet to go out seeking love is always the opposite of what the scripture says. Hannah Hernard, in her well-known book, Hinds Feet on High Places, describes the condition that many people find themselves in today in our culture. She talked about the fact that many people would go out looking to be loved and how this was a problem. And she described it in this allegorical tale by calling it the weed of wanting to be loved. Do you realize that true love doesn't go about looking to be loved? It goes about seeking to give out love. Are you a person that walks in love, doesn't seek its own fulfillment, doesn't seek your own way in life with people, but seeks to be a blessing? One scripture that we find that talks about the marital relationship is found in Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 21 and 22, and it says, "Be subject to one another out of reverence for Christ." Or you could translate that, "Submit yourselves one to another out of reverence for Christ." Another translation says, "Adapt yourself to one another out of your reverence for Christ." This is a picture of people giving and subjecting or submitting their own desires as secondary in comparison to their giving to the other individual and seeking to be a blessing and fulfilling the other person's desires. The verse 22 talks to the wives and it says, "Wives, be subject or be submissive and adapt yourselves to your own husbands as a service to the Lord." Here's a picture of love in the marital relationship. Adapt yourselves to your own husbands. Many women and many husbands or men, as a matter of fact, find it very difficult to adapt themselves to their spouse. They want their spouse to adapt themselves to their desires, their dreams, their hopes, their vision, their wants in life. And yet God calls us to adapt ourselves or subject ourselves to one another out of reverence for Christ. That is a love action. Making the decision that you're going to adapt yourself to someone else out of love is truly a love action. Many years ago, the famous pilot that was well known for piloting one of the first aircraft across the Atlantic Ocean in the early days of aviation had a very godly wife. And this wife made the decision that she would adapt herself to her husband. And to do this, she realized that his love was for aviation, flying, airplanes, etc. And so Charles Lindbergh's wife made the decision to love him and adapt herself to her husband. She decided to learn aviation and became his navigator. Many women today would not make that step of adapting themselves to the desires, the dreams, and the loves, so to speak, of the husband. Husbands need to have that same desire to do that for their wives. This is an issue of love not seeking its own way. Are you one that's not looking for your own happiness, but looking to be a blessing to others? Then you're walking in love. 1 Corinthians 10:33 says, "Just as I strive to please, accommodating, adapting myself to all men and all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved." That's the Amplified translation of the Apostle Paul's words. "I strive to please, accommodating, adapting myself to all men and all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many." That is a picture of walking in love. Romans 15, verses 2 and 3 gives us the same picture again. Let each of us make it a practice to please his neighbor for his good, to edify him. For Christ did not please himself, gave no thought to his own interests. Again, in the Amplified Translation, that's Romans 15, verses 2 and 3. Let us make it a practice to please his neighbor for his good, to edify him, for Christ did not please himself. That's a picture of love, accommodating yourself to other people, blessing other people, not seeking your own profit, but the profit of other people. Galatians 5:13 says, through love, serve one another. That's a picture of not seeking your own way, but laying down your life in love for other people. 1 John 3:16 tells us, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Are you a person that's willing to lay down your life for other people? Or are you one that's easily irritated when you're not being served, or when you're not being blessed, or when you're not being considered, or when you are not being loved in return? God wants us to be people who walk in love, and that love will be demonstrated in your life when you choose to be one who seeks to be a blessing and pour love out on others, regardless of what the return may or may not be. God wants us to exemplify his character, and love does not seek its own way. That's all the time we have for today, but we're going to continue this week in looking at the various attributes of love and how they are portrayed in the life of a believer who chooses the God way of living, and that's the way of love. God bless you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week and walk in love.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.